Hare Krishna. So here, Krishna has spoken about why he appears. So he appears, or where he appears, not why he appears, where he appears. He appears at that place where the religion or dharma is going down, is pulled down, and where the irreligion is taking the predominance. So that place Krishna appears. Now the question is, after appearing, what does he do? What are his activities? That he is going to speak in the next shloka, shloka number 8. So let's see that today. Paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha dushrutam, dharma samsthapanarthaya, sambhavame yuge yuge. So here, Krishna is saying, sambhavami yuge yuge. I appear yuga after yuga. For what? For three reasons. First, paritranaya sadhunam, to deliver my pure devotees. Second, vinashaya cha dushkrutam, to annihilate the miscreants. And third, dharma samsthapanarthaya, for establishing the religious principles. It's a very nice shloka, you know, to discuss. A lot of things we can see in this. And at the same time, we can also see the sweetness of the Lord in this. So first, you know, let's try to understand about who is a sadhu and who is a dushkriti. So here it is mentioned that a person may appear to be irreligious, but if he has the qualifications of Krishna consciousness, wholly and fully, he is to be understood to be a sadhu. Sadhu means the person who is fully Krishna conscious. That person is called as sadhu. Next, dushkrutam applies to those who do not care for Krishna consciousness. The ones who are not Krishna conscious, they are dushkrutam. Dushkrutam are described as foolish and lowest of mankind, even though they may be decorated with mundane education, whereas a person who is 100% engaged in Krishna consciousness is accepted as a sadhu, even though such a person may be neither learned nor well-cultured. So here, what is the qualification of a sadhu? Sadhu's only qualification is, or one of the important qualification is, he is fully Krishna conscious. He has taken shelter of Krishna. Krishna eka sharanam. He has taken shelter of Krishna. So when he has taken of shelter of Krishna, such a person is not deviated by anything else. He just surrenders to Krishna. And such a person, even if he does not have educational qualification, even if he is not rich, not good looking, it doesn't matter. But a person who is very well educated, has got a lot of opulence, very, very good looking, etc., etc., etc. All the material things, all the material qualities are there. But what is the use? Because he is not Krishna conscious. So such a person cannot be called as sadhu, but he is called as foolish or lowest of mankind, because even after getting a human form, the person has not taken up to devotional service. So what is the use of this human form then? So such a person is dushkrutam. Now, the Lord has many agents who are quite competent to vanquish demons. But the Lord especially descends to appease his unalloyed devotees who are always harassed by the demoniac. See, Krishna is giving three reasons. The first one, he says that paritranaya sadhunam. So one of the definitions of a sadhu is, he is beyond the three modes of material nature. He is a sadhu. But then, what is there for delivering a sadhu? Because he's already beyond three modes of material nature. He's on the liberated platform. So what is Krishna delivering them from? This is first, they're already liberated. Second, vinashaya cha dushkrutam. Now, vinashaya cha dushkrutam is to kill or to annihilate the miscreants. Now, that Krishna can do with various agents that he has. Why? He has to come personally. Third, dharma samsthapanarthaya, to set the right dharma. There are so many Raja Rishis, Brahma Rishis, they can do all this. They can set the dharma. Why? He has to come and personally do it. So here is the answer. The answer is that he comes personally only to make sure that he gives pleasure to his devotees. So these sadhus who are already liberated, Krishna is delivering them from what? the separation that they are feeling from Krishna. So when Krishna appears in front of those sadhus, the feeling of separation is vanquished. The pain that is there or that hankering that is there to see Krishna, that is vanquished. So in this way Krishna delivers them. So the main reason why Krishna comes to this material world is to satisfy his devotees, to give darshan to his devotees and to satisfy them completely and remove the hankering that is there or that anxiety which is there of separation from him. So that's what is mentioned here. And also we see there are many, many demoniac personalities in the past, in the Bhagavatam. They have been harassing the devotees. And whenever devotees are harassed, Krishna comes and he destroys or kills the demons. Like for example, and these demonic personality need not be some third party. They can be your family members also. Like we see in case of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj's father Hiranyakashipu, he was a demon and he was plotting to kill Prahlad in various ways. But then, to save Prahlad, to give pleasure to Prahlad and secondly to kill Hiranyakashipu, who appeared? The half-man, half-lion form, Narasimhadev Bhagwan. He appeared from the pillar and then, you know, he killed Hiranyakashipu and he gave a lot of pleasure to Prahlad. Prahlad da 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 ine. He has come to give pleasure to Prahlad. And then Devaki and Vasudev, they are devotees of Krishna. But then Devaki's brother Kans, what he did? He was harassing Devaki and Vasudev. For what? Because the eighth son of Devaki was going to kill him. But then Krishna appeared and then he saved his devotees. He served them, he gave them pleasure and at the same time he killed Kans. So in this way, both the things Krishna does when he appears. Paritranaya sadhunam, he gives pleasure to his devotees, protects his devotees, delivers his devotees. And the second one is vinashaya cha dushkrutam, where he annihilates the demoniac personalities. But now when demons are killed, there's a question, what position do they get? What destination do they get? Krishna is very, very merciful. Here he is protecting the devotees and at the same time he is protecting demons also. How? When he kills the demons, they actually attain salvation, they get liberation. So wonderful. This is called as merciful nature of the Lord. This is called as being equal to everyone. Here he is blessing the devotees and giving them liberation. And here he is killing the demons and giving liberation. This is the wonderful nature, the sweet nature of Lord Sri Krishna. Motherly all the time. This is what is the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then here it is said about the avatars. He says Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. So he takes different avatars. So normally in India and in other places, people know about Dasha Avatar. Dasha Avatar Stotra is very, very famous by Jayadev Goswami. But then we have to understand that Krishna has got unlimited incarnations, different incarnations. Those Dasha Avatars are just taken, you know, from the scriptures, and a very nice song is made out of that. But then there are many, many incarnations apart from that. Many, many. Unlimited. It is described that the number of waves in ocean or sea, that can be compared to the number of incarnations of Lord Sri Krishna. Now let's sit and count how many waves are there. Then we'll understand how many incarnations of Krishna are there. So there are different categories of avatars. What are the categories? Purusha avatar, Guna avatar, Leela avatar, Shaktyavesh avatar, Manvantara avatar and Yuga avatar. So if we start describing all that, then our video will be like 4 hours, 5 hours, so we'll not do that. So these are different categories of avatars and they all appear on scheduled time all over the universe. But one important point, Krishna, Lord Krishna is the primable Lord, the fountainhead of all avatars. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasabhritya. So Krishna is the cause of all causes. He is the fountainhead of all incarnations. And He is that master. He is that Prabhu. And all the other incarnations are just His servants. So this is a very, very nice tattva, nice truth to understand about Krishna. He's the fountainhead. There shouldn't be any doubt about that. And then here, a very nice point is again repeated. Sri Krishna descends for the specific purpose of mitigating the anxieties of the pure devotees. What is the anxiety? Who are very anxious to see him in his original Vrindavan pastimes. So this is the main reason why he appears. And then side by side he kills the miscreants, and at the same time, you know, he establishes the principles also. And these principles are also very, very important. These principles of dharma that he's establishing are actually the principles of devotional service. He establishes how by meditating on his lotus feet, how by worshipping him, how by paying obeisances to him, how by becoming his devotee, a person can get liberated. Very, very wonderful. If Krishna doesn't do this, then how will a devotee understand how to go back home, back to Godhead? The Lord says that he incarnates himself in every millennium. In every yuga he incarnates. Then it also means that he will incarnate in the age of Kali Yuga also. Yes, Krishna incarnates even in the age of Kali, but this incarnation is special. It is called as Channa Avatar or hidden incarnation, secret incarnation. So the ones who are well-versed with Shastra, Vedic scriptures, they will know, because the description of this hidden incarnation is given secretly in, you know, various scriptures, various Upanishads, in Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, and different scriptures. And a hidden way it is given, and only those devotees who are well-versed with Shastra, they know very well, yes, there is an incarnation, an hidden incarnation, even in the age of Kali Yuga. And what is his name? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is that personality. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not different than Krishna. And he comes only for one reason, to give, one of the main reasons I would say, he comes to give the Maha Mantra to all the fallen conditioned souls of this world. And the best thing about this incarnation is no killing. So when it comes to Hiranyakashipu, he was killed by Narasimha Dev. When it comes to Ravana, he was killed by Lord Ram. When it comes to Kansa, he was killed by Lord Krishna. Now, Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, Kansa, they are there in everyone. Then, how many will the Lord kill? So, the best thing about, or the best aspect about this wonderful incarnation, that is Lord Gauranga or Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is he does not kill the person, but he kills the demonic tendency in the person. How? By giving the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And when the person starts chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, what happens? The hearts start getting cleansed. The demonic tendency which we have in our heart will be removed completely. So who is the king of Kali Yuga? The king of Kali Yuga is Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the incarnation of Krishna or Krishna himself in the age of Kali Yuga. So this is a very nice thing to meditate on, that Lord is so merciful that he comes every now and then to give pleasure to his devotees, to deliver all those devotees who are aspiring to go back home, back to Godhead. And obviously, you know, look at his mercy. He has given the Bhagavad Gita to all of us. If Bhagavad Gita is there, so we are discussing all these philosophical points. If this wouldn't have been there, how we would have understood that what we are supposed to do? So in this way, Lord is very, very merciful, and he descends for delivering all the fallen conditioned souls, to reclaim all the fallen conditioned souls, to attract all the fallen conditioned souls. So now, when Krishna appears, he does his various activities. He takes birth, seemingly taking birth, doing various pastimes. So what happens when someone understands these pastimes, his birth? What will happen to that person? What destination will he get? Krishna is speaking about this in the next sloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.